You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh, yeah. Fade that down. Here we go. Another episode of You Know What, Dude. I think it's episode 6,000 straight without taking a break. It's always free on YouTube and Riotcast.com, the greatest network in the world. I'll fight people who don't believe that. Not two. I'll fight two people, and then I'm out. But yeah, greatest network ever. Riotcast.com. This podcast is always free. You can get it free. But if you want to be a member of my channel, you can join that too if you're a fan. If you're actually signed up for the Libsyn paid version of it, please unsign. Go there. Go to the app. Get off it. Goodbye. Premium members. Stop. Go over to my patreon.com/Robert Kelly. You get so much more. I have a live from the shed going up today with Cypher Sound. I did in San Francisco. Very interesting one-on-one. We have the brand new live from the shed with Matt Serra. The other one with Colin Quinn is up there. Ron Bennington's coming up. We're filming new episodes next Monday with special guests. So please go up there. You can become a member, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. We have so much shit up there. We have Creeps with Kids is up there. We have the new Creeps with Kids we're shooting in August. That is August, I believe, 14th at the Village Underground. Tickets going on sale very soon. And I already got a killer lineup for that. So make sure you go there. Check that out. Become a member of my channel at patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Also, we got a great show today. I'm very excited about these two people. I really just fucking, I'm a fan of one of them. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm a fan of both of them.
It's good to be here, man.
I'm very excited about having you guys here. I got to plug laughable.com. You guys know about Laughable, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Of course.
Yeah, laughable.com. If you love podcasting, please go download this app for your iOS device. It will help you find so many new podcasts. Okay, go to my podcast, check it out, use it, and then go and find all these people. Sam's going to be on it.
Whatever his name. What's your name again?
Reggie.
Reggie's going to be on it. Reggie McAvoy.
Joe McHale.
Joe McHale is. Joe Maggie, of course. It's a great app, so get it. Laughable.com, the only podcast app you should have on your phone. What else, Michael?
We got Brooke Lennon.
Brooke Lennon. Oh, yeah, Brooke Lennon. Oh, I love these guys. This is a great gift, too, for people. If you have a girl in your life, Sam, Joe, you have a girl. You have a special girl, right? What size bed do you sleep in?
Just a regular double bed. I don't know what the...
A double bed?
Yeah, like a...
A queen?
Yeah, no, like the size below queen.
A full. You have a full bed with your girl?
Well, we don't live together.
Oh, you don't live together.
No.
Does she sleep over?
Sometimes.
So why don't you get a nice queen?
Why already have a full?
Why don't you stop being one and get one?
Wow.
Oh, I'm kidding. You're not a queen.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Why don't you get a nice queen, Joey?
You're a jackass.
Whoa.
Whoa. What the fuck?
Wow, I just have a lot of rage bubbling up. Sorry about that.
Some good card jokes.
I can't believe you added the ass
this
on
is,
that.
This is no joker if you've seen Sam's act.
Well, we got a beautiful sponsor of the show, brooklinen.com. You can use this. This would be a great gift for your girl.
Well, what kind of products do they offer?
I'll tell you, Brooklinen right now offers unbelievable bedding at an affordable price. I have it on my bed. They sent me some. I actually went back. My wife went and bought more sheets, more bedding from Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com, the best comfortable sheets, and it's no big markups. Very low price. Upgrade your nightly routine there, Mackie. It helps you feel more well-rested. And when you're well-rested, they've proven your everything else in your life is better because of that. Rest. But you can go into a bed and not rest. You cannot have a good night's sleep because of the sheets and because of all this, the bedding. But Brooklinen takes care of that. Founded in 2014 by a husband and wife team. Those are always good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of annoying, though, right? Because it's like...
No, it's not annoying.
Oh, goodbye, I forgot. It's not annoying. Yeah, it's, I think it's great.
That's a bond that'll last forever.
It's Ricky and Ridge Fuller. Their philosophy, the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials with no crazy markup prices, unnecessary markup fees. Most beddings are marked up. Guess how much? Guess how much? What percent is most beddings marked up?
50%.
Nope. Higher.
80%.
Higher.
300%.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
What the fuck? What do you have,
nerd?
The coffee in front of you?
I am a nerd, but I'm going to be a comfortable nerd with my Brooklyn and Sheets.
Brooklyn and Sheets, named winner of the best online bedding category and housekeeper's guide. Versatile colors, patterns, you can mix and match contemporary, any decor. What do you think about that? Mix and match in colors.
I got to up my game.
It's luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets today, I'm telling you. Brooklyn and Sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and I'm saying that right near your face. I have them on my bed. I slept on them last night. I drooled on that pillow last night. My wife, she puts the kid in the bed sometimes. He'll wake up like, we put the kid to sleep on the couch. We watch a movie. He goes to sleep 5 minutes, 10 minutes in. She picks him up, brings him to bed, comes back out. We have some tea. We're just old people at this point. Have some tea and some type of small biscuit. I get a biscuit now, and I love it. And I eat the tea, and I wet the biscuit in my mouth with the tea. It's awful. And then I sit there. Once in a while, my kid will wake up and go to the pee-pees, and he comes right out and just jumps. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's the best thing in the world. But she has to put him back to bed. She has to go back with him. She don't make it back to the bed with me. So I'm in this king, huge king bed by myself. And it's lonely.
And that's when you get the more biscuits?
Well, that's when I get the Brooklyn and Sheets. Help me get back to sleep without my wife. I get one of those comfortable pillows. I mush it up, roll it up, make a body out of it, and I hold it like it's her. And I squeeze it. And if they weren't good sheets like Brooklyn, and I wouldn't be able to do that.
So you'd recommend them for a lonely person like Sam?
Yeah, Sam, you'd be fed. You'd love these sheets.
I'm going to look into it.
And then when you finally hook up with a girl, she'll be impressed when she comes over on your twin. What, do you got a twin?
I got a queen.
You got a queen because you're a man.
Do those last 10 years?
Yeah. Brooklyn.com has an exclusive offer for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE. WHATDUDE at Brooklyn.com. Brooklyn is so confident that you will like these sheets. It's risk-free, 60 nights, satisfaction guaranteed, and lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get the $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE. At Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code what, dude? What, dude? When you check out, get some sheets. $20 off. That's what I'm telling you right now. So anyways, listen, you guys are on the network.
Yeah.
It's one
I think that ad is longer than our podcast.
That's a pretty long ad.
That's a long ad. Yeah, we keeping Joe, man. Riotcast fam.
Your fam.
Well, let's introduce our guests.
Wow, you really just step on the fun, huh, Mike?
Wow. Well, dude, that's talking. No one,
what is that called?
Listening.
San Antonio swag? Hey, everybody's having fun.
Let's, I think we're two guests that really need no introduction because we're so popular on Riotcast.com.
You really are. The show's a hit.
We've had some great guests of late, too.
Oh, the last episode, Mackie drank nearly a bottle of whiskey and...
why? And,
look, I accidentally drank almost a bottle of whiskey, but I accidentally threw
on an
it up
empty
later
stomach.
That night, and all's well.
It was a fun episode.
Well, you're the only show that drinks.
Oh, we drink. Yeah, so you bust us when there's garbage. You know it's us.
Yeah, but, you guys are fucking slosh. There's no way you remember if you did anything.
Well, Michael Che was our guest, and he hosts Weekend Update.
Yeah,
which means I had the person who took my dream away from me. As a guest on my podcast.
Was that your dream,
yeah.
Mackie?
How's it feel, Michael Che?
You should dream smaller.
Yeah, you should dream like me.
Well, I can't. I'm so comfortable in my Brooklyn sheets that I just sleep for hours on end.
My dream is to get a leaf blower that goes on your back that's gas-operated.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool,
You should get my dreams.
Plus, you could use that for Halloween as a Ghostbuster.
Well, I could just buy a fucking proton pack. What is it, the 40s? They don't make shit?
The proton packs are all fake.
Yeah.
No. They're really fake proton packs.
Actually, all of them are fake. Even the ones, the Ghostbusters. just as used.
Well, anyway, Mackie can drink. He was on Empty Stomach. Yeah. He's a party hard guy. No one knows that about him, but he goes hard.
Look, you get me at a discotheque, you get that bass bumping.
How's it go?
The discotheque?
Yeah, how's that song go?
I can move.
Yeah, you can move. Yeah, your lips. Joe Mackey, and we have Sam Morrell from Keeping Joe on the Radcast Network. Now, the whole thing is that Mackey, you know, you like doing the podcast now, though, right?
I can't believe I'm not busy enough to keep doing it, to be honest with you.
I had a feeling your schedule would not have much on it, so we swooped you up.
Sam, I have a lot of, every weekend this month I'm on the road. How about you?
I was gone the last 6 weeks, and you're bragging about...
Yeah,
in the Holiday Inn.
Do you guys even like each other?
No, I don't like him.
I hate him.
What the fuck? I don't even understand it because you guys fight all the time on your show.
I hope Sam lives a very long life to see me become very successful while he...
It would have to be crazy long if you're going to have any success.
Listen.
You'll be very successful when you go into advertising after you quit stand-up.
Advertising's a fruitful career, Joe.
It really is.
Yeah. The Geico people are way funnier than your act.
Oh.
That was below the belt.
That was below the belt.
But it's kind of true. Those Geico people are pretty funny.
That really hurt. That hurt me, and I had nothing to do with it. Was your dream really to be... Weekend Update?
When I saw Norm MacDonald doing it, I was like, I want that job.
And right. Well, why don't you ever try to get it?
Did
you think they would kind of find you in a malt shop, or like a diner? like Lauren was going to come in and go, hey, what's your name, kid? You're just going to be sad after an open mic.
Well,
hey, what's your name? My name's Joe Mackey.
I was on his NBC for a number of episodes of Last Comic Standing. I was pretty popular. Like I'm doing the stuff you should do to get that job.
Yeah, but
although Michael and Colin are great. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the industry has treated me unfairly, and that's why I'm not as successful as I could be.
Mackie and I had a good, when we were on Red Eye back in the day, we would do Mackie versus Sam, and we'd do the news, and we were like, we could do our own thing here, but
yeah.
We never did anything with it.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
I think it's because Sam is trying to ride my coattails to success because his own...
Well, if I'm riding your coattails, we're both fucked, dude. I mean...
Oh, yeah, they are not big coattails. They don't travel far.
Take it from a coattail guy. Take it from one of the kings of coattails.
Now we hang out at the cellar. We wait for a comic to start really having some heat, and then we pretend to be their friends.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that for 20 years. It hasn't happened.
That's why I haven't been calling you lately.
You've never called me. Wait
no.
a minute.
You won't give me your phone number.
I can't. I got, because I don't know if this is shtick or not.
I'm like Bobby, when did you get me on the shed?
Sorry, buddy. I just fucking this there's a wire around my foot. Sorry, buddy. I just moved my camera. Not that they need it. It's probably a better angle on my chin.
That is a dream job, the Weekend Update for comics, I think, because you get to just tell jokes on TV.
Yeah.
And it's not your act. You just get to tell jokes that are not your act on TV every week.
Not your act, tell jokes every week, and you have a team of writers helping you just do that one thing as opposed to having to write skits, become different people, act, read a fucking cue card, work with different stars all the time. Yeah, it is a stationary gig.
It's probably the best gig a stand-up could have.
It's my favorite part of the show because, at best, a good episode of SNL has two sketches I really like. Yeah. I'm not saying that to be critical. It's just tough.
Sounds critical.
And
sounds very
but
critical.
But Weekend Update, I usually
We didn't even need to know that part of it. We could just went, you could have just went, no, it's my favorite part.
I like 7 minutes out of the hour and a half that was on. That's nice.
Yeah, usually like two things out of the whole thing.
If I like 7 minutes of an hour and a half of Sam's set, that'd be his best set ever. Well, that really died on the table. I don't know why you stopped laughing.
Yeah, that's called the bomb bandana.
Well, I know what it is.
I know.
Just tie it around your neck.
It won't fit. No, you got a muscular neck.
I have a muscular neck.
Yes.
That's what he's trying to get at.
That's what I'm trying to get
at. Make sure to get my neck. So you can see my muscular neck.
You have a very Canadian neck.
Reminds me of Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Turkeys have small necks.
Why would it remind you of Thanksgiving? You're not crying alone in a gutter.
Jesus Christ. Are you friends at all? I've hung out with the worst people: Norton, Colin, Rich, Keith, and we're not as mean to each other as this. I don't.
Oh, you guys are mean. Oh, what you did to Voss the other night?
We heard about the Rich
Voss
story.
What did we do to Voss?
Oh, you and Keith followed Voss to the underground. That's one of the best stories.
All right, well, here we were. There's a couple of things I want to talk about today. We're talking about the Michelle Wolf thing, but this thing happened. Voss came down. You know, Voss comes in. He calls himself a legend,
right?
Which bugs me. He has shirts that say that say legend. They say legend with a, but it's not. It doesn't say legend. It has a photo of him. I don't even get him anymore. I just don't get him.
I don't get
it's
it.
It's so fucking absurd.
You're not allowed to have more than three rings as a man.
He has four diamond rings.
It's horrible.
On his hands.
Do you know what Voss did? One of the funniest things I've ever seen. We were on the Impractical Jokers cruise, yeah. And some woman comes up to us after the show. Is like, she's just like going through, like, you know, she's a little annoying. She's like, said to me, "You were my favorite on the show." To me, and right. Voss just
was
goes,
she really drunk?
Yes, but Voss turns when he goes, "Oh yeah, well, your two friends are prettier than you." Like, Jesus Christ, man.
But was it true?
I don't, probably, but also it's like, it was pretty good. It was
if it's true, it makes me laugh even more.
I was thinking it's hilarious that Voss has those like stockpiled from over the years of people being like, "You were the worst on the show."
Every time he gets a new tattoo or ring, he has to come up with a new take.
So he was, he came down to cell. We saw he was following Nikki Glaser. Now, Nikki Glaser is hilarious, she's hilarious. And I have to say, because she talks about sucking dick,
yeah.
And her pussy and blood, and it's funny, really dirty,
yeah.
But she murders with it.
For sure.
I'm talking the crowd, and that crowd, we knew the show was
Mackie's
mostly.
Mackie's sucking dick material gets nothing, too. It's crazy.
Well.
I got something.
I liked it.
All right.
He's got the. The flag of shame.
Can you give it back to him? You stuttering prick. He's got the
like a Dick Tracy villain.
So yeah, what are you, Benicio del Toro doing another quippy thing in a movie? It's Star Wars. Talk regular. Anyways,
don't get him started on Star Wars. Seriously,
that's your insult to say that I'm a cast member of Star Wars. That's another one of my dreams.
That's not going to come true.
You're less funny than Jar Jar Binks.
That's bad. That's a fucking insult.
So, he's so funnier than Jar Jar.
the fact that you can whip a Jar Jar right out of your fucking mouth, you nerd. Who can whip a Jar Jar Binks out? So we knew that she was going to murder. The crowd was mostly parties of girls, too. Just, you could see a bunch of girl tables. And couples, young couples, not old. It was the late show. Me and Keith, like, we're coming over to watch you bomb. And he's like, what? And you guys started getting nervous. We're coming over. You're going to bomb, and we're going to be there. We want to watch you take a hot one after Nikki goes up, talks about sucking dick. She's going to murder, and you're going to fucking bomb. And we went over there. Nikki goes up. I mean, she just murders. She fucking murders. All the girls are loud. All the guys, everybody's dying. The wait staff is fucking dying. We see Voss pacing. He left the room. He went upstairs and, like, I think he went and prayed. Or he started doing push-ups or something. Because he was not in the room. Oh, he came back down and he sat down. He has such a long-winded first joke. But when you get to it, it's funny. But if it doesn't work, he's fucked. So he's going in he's sitting on the stool, this old fucking comic, after this hot blonde just went up and murdered, and he does the joke, and as soon as he says it, me and Keith both went, "Aw." And every joke after that, he was a little edgy, went, "Aw, no, aw." And then these fucking people just started, "Aw," the whole crowd. Oh, anything he said. Oh. And he's like, "You just watched a lady finger fuck herself with a dick and you fucking on me?" Oh. And then we went, oh, after he gave a speech, the whole crowd turned on him. It was the funniest.
It's like a social experiment.
It was.
It's how shitty people, it's how weak-willed people are, that they'll just go with that.
Look, man, if you saw, I mean, look, what Nikki was talking about and then what Voss was talking about, two different levels of fucking. Voss was kind of dirty. Nikki was like, fucking, I don't give a shit. I'll lie to a guy when I'm on my fucking period. Get down there and fucking eat that bloody pussy out, right? And Voss was doing like little cute, dirty stuff. Aw, the whole crowd. One girl went, what's happening? Oh, it was the funniest
poor Voss
thing. It made me and Mike Yard was on the ground, literally. All of us were fucking dying just watching that old dude take a nice hot one after the youth of America.
Was he pissed when he got off?
No, because he pulled, because, you know, I pulled it out. I had five in a row. He did five jokes that got laughs, but not great. And he was like, five in a row. To himself. He really is like a puppet holding a puppet. Do you know what I'm saying?
He's got the hat.
What'd you say?
He's got the hat.
Oh, yeah. He does. He's got the dumb hat. And he's got puppet hands.
He really does. He has little Trump hands.
He does. So, yeah, we fucking smashed him. But then this cocksucker calls me up the next day. He comes in. First, I do a gig for him. He calls me up. He goes, how much you want? You want 150 or 200? I'm like, oh my God, who does that? Who fucking makes somebody choose how much they want? 200, fuckface. Why would you do that to me? You're my friend.
Wait, for what?
For a gig we did.
Oh, okay.
He goes, it usually pays 200, but we didn't sell a lot of tickets. You want 150 or 200? 200, fuck you. Shows up with the 200. He goes, I'm giving you 200. I'm like, thank you for job well done, right? Then I go home the next day, and my wife goes, I'm going to the carnival with Max, and we'll be back. I go, here, take all this. I gave her the 220s. I get a text message from Voss. Don't use that money.
What?
There's a counterfeit 20 in there.
What?
He put a counterfeit 20 in my money. He got a counterfeit, and he stuck it in my money the next day.
As a joke?
I guess.
That's a funny gag. Calling the Treasury Department. That's a fun practical joke.
He's a fuck. And then he goes, I didn't know. I go, you didn't know you put it in there? No, I went to 7-Eleven and I gave it to them. And they, when I went back to 7-Eleven, first of all, who goes to 7-Eleven and then goes back to 7-Eleven in the same fucking month? Okay. So then he goes, they gave it back to me and I put it in with you and I forgot. I go, you didn't do it intentionally. No, I would never do that. I go, and the next day I go, Voss put a 20 in by accident. And Esty goes, no, he didn't. Keith is like, no, he told us he was going to do it. He's like, I'm like, what? I'm like, you're 60. Why do you still lie? Like, you know what I mean? You don't have to lie anymore. It's almost over. Nothing's going to happen to you.
It's also not really consistent with the joke you pulled on him. It's not a fair payback.
Yeah, my wife's going to get fucking arrested at a carnival with my son.
A SWAT team throws her down.
It is going to have a big payoff when the Secret Service comes by.
I would have been.
Bobby gets detained. Voss is like, gotcha.
That would have been funny. That actually would have been hilarious. See Max crying. I have to rip him off some fucking small roller coaster. So anyways, yeah, fucking Voss, man. God damn it. I've never had a good experience with him financially. Never.
I like that he tried to lowball you and then ripped you off on top of it. Not just the lowball. He's like, I'm also going to pay you fake money. So he actually gave you 180.
He's the worst.
He met you in the middle anyway.
He's the fucking worst. Well, he came down the next night. He goes, here's your 20. But then he waited for.
Do you want the 20 or not? Because we.
But then he waited for a thank you. He's like, and? I'm like, what? You fucking almost ruined my life. You almost wrecked a Saturday, you cocksucker. Anyways, Sunday night, we did the, no, Saturday night was also, what do you have to pee?
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Are you on your phone right now?
No, I'm not. I just pulled a Voss. I lied.
Why did you lie?
I was getting a lot of texts. I wanted to make sure everything was okay.
Well, is everything okay?
Everything's okay.
Who is it from?
It was from my girlfriend.
What's going on?
I left my note, my joke notebook over there, and she was telling me where she left it.
Ooh.
Well, you, he asked, I answered, yeah, yeah. I didn't.
So you were getting a bunch at one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, your butt's vibrating the whole time.
Yeah, it was just like a one, it was a brief second thing I listened to, his boring story about the counterfeiting. I pretended to be engaged.
I'm defending him a little bit. I mean, in this case, because he wasn't looking, he wasn't like, Estee's texting me.
Sam couldn't hold his urine. And he is in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, but that's a human thing. That's a condition.
But he was checking his phone.
That's a condition.
Sam has a small baby girl bladder.
Yeah.
A baby.
Yeah, he
girl.
Can't hold it. You have a huge bladder.
I do have a big bladder.
Yeah, you can drink and drink and drink.
Like
and
a truck
drink.
Driver.
You are like a truck driver.
I can go from like Roger, Smokey, we got bandits on the back. I can go 8 hours.
Yeah. Bandits on the back? Did you ever see the movie?
Not for a very long time.
What movie?
Smokey and the Bandit.
You got Smokey.
I used to be on TBS every Braves rain delay.
So you know Scumbum instead of some bitch.
Right? Yeah.
Scumbum. So anyways, Michelle Wolf, Saturday night. I believe it was Saturday night. Did the goddamn fucking C-SPAN, what is it called?
Correspondence dinner.
But what's the full acronym thing they do?
White House Correspondence Dinner.
Why, the W fucking C, H-C-D.
YKWD.
Yeah, they stole it. They used to just be called the Correspondence, then they stole the Y, the W-C fucking D. Did you watch it?
I watched her run it here like three times.
You didn't see it live?
I didn't see it live. I was... I'm not bragging. I was at Governor's in Levittown. So
it's a great. I love that club.
It is a great club.
I heard somebody got knocked out there.
That was Brokerage.
Oh, somebody got knocked out.
Yeah,
what happened? Do you know?
I don't know the story now.
Do you know who was there?
Yamanika.
Oh, Yamanika.
Yeah.
So somebody was trying to leave.
Probably. Okay. I love Yamanika.
I love you.
You just set me up for that. I don't know what happened. I don't know. No,
Was it an audience member?
I think someone was just drunk and walked into a wall or something and cut their head. That's the short version. I heard
the door guy got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, that's stupid.
Really?
Which doesn't make sense to me because James, the owner,
great guy.
Nobody's knocking him out.
No.
Nobody's knocking any of his family out. They're like, you know, nobody's fucking with that. I mean, I couldn't imagine who it could be, you know?
Yeah.
Something happened over here, Zach. Startup is this almost full. Anyways, you're good with this everything, right? Over there. Okay, great. She went on. I watched it at the Fat Black Pussycat. And it was weird. I mean, watching Michelle, I know Michelle, right. And then the whole bar, which was popping, stopped and turned around like, you know, when a president gets shot or when we went to space or when they caught Osama?
Yeah.
Where just... That something's on TV where everybody has to watch it. Oh, when Superman died. Remember when that happened?
Yeah,
and everybody was just staring at the TV like Superman's dead. It was that vibe.
Yeah.
Like people were watching Michelle like we have to watch this.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to fucking have an answer about this after of what happened. And she's got fucking nuts.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big fat orangutan.
It's funny that people were calling it so offensive. I didn't. I posted about it on Facebook today, and someone wrote, like, it's one thing to go after Trump, but leave those girls alone. I was like, they're fucking adult women.
Plus, you get into politics. It's a dirty game. You're going to get criticized.
But that to me is like the same as when white people, like white liberals are like, offended on behalf of like black people. They're like, you can't say, it's like the same shit what they're saying about Kellyanne Conway or Sarah Sanders, where they're like, leave the girls alone. They're either in it or they're not. You know what I mean?
They're either equal or they're not.
Right? I mean,
she didn't even make fun of her appearance.
That's what shocked me.
That's
I didn't think it was crazy that
people, like people hear what they want to hear.
Also, maybe we're desensitized because we're comics, but
we are,
of course. But like, we watch the roasts and it's like, it's fucking insane, the shit they say. Like, at the Shatner roast, they're like, just don't talk about him murdering his wife, apparently.
Yeah.
Here, they're like, he said something about her eyeshadow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not really equal.
She did a great abortion joke, though.
Oh, right. Yeah, that one, when I watched her run it, I was like, oh, that's that. To me, that's the edgiest of the set.
Yeah, that was an edgy one when she said that. You gotta, when you have one, have you ever tried one? They're great. Don't knock it till you try it. Make sure you really knock it to get that baby out of there.
Right.
That's when you're thinking about
That's an edgy one.
That's not even, that's crazy edgy. That's edgy in a room full of comics.
Right.
If we were watching that, we'd be like, what the fuck? We'd laugh.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about, I mean, that elite people, you know, these.
They can't laugh at themselves or anything.
That to me is like, that's a great point, Joe, because it's like, no, seriously, it's like the people that can't, like, look at Trump. Like, look at how insecure, he's just an insecure person.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so these people that can't laugh at themselves, that's like the worst fucking quality. It really is. And it's like these stuck up, well-dressed people that just take themselves so seriously. What's fucking lamer
than
that?
Can they not laugh at themselves? Or they is it that they can't do it on TV? Do they have these things?
They would have looked better if they did laugh.
But you've worked in the corporate business, in the sports show. You know there's people that all behind the scenes say a lot of funny, fucked up shit that they would never say on camera because they can't, because they're in corporate America. These people, can they really laugh at that abortion joke?
No, they can't. I'm saying the jokes about themselves. I'm not saying they definitely can't. Mike Pence can't laugh at an abortion joke.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, when there's the shot at someone like Sarah Sanders or Kellyanne Conway, if they laugh, I think they look better to me as a comic. In their field, probably they don't. But as a person who can laugh at themselves, like, don't you take the power away when someone's shitting on Trump's tiny hands or something? and if you can just laugh at it, doesn't that kind of take it away a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
it didn't work for me from high school when the people would make fun of me. That way. Good one, guys. I look like Pee Wee Herman. Very funny.
You don't look like Pee Wee Herman. You look like a doll that a German man made.
Well, I guess the guy liked muscular dolls.
He did. The fucking queen. What did you really get made fun of it as a kid?
A little bit. I mean,
like what?
Well, I was rather awkward, I would say, and I used to brag when I got an A on things, and the other children did not like that.
What do you mean you bragged?
I would call myself Sweet A Mackie. I'm like, Sweet A Mackie strikes again, ruining the curve. Suck it, losers.
You have a bunch of Asian kids beating the shit out of
you. I enjoy picturing you running for your life.
From a bunch of kung fu kids. A bunch of kids with samurai swords.
I used to make fun of kids who got C's. I'm like, the world needs ditch diggers, or they did before we invented bulldozers. Suck it.
I hate you.
Do you see what I'm dealing with now on this podcast? But there's something about that dinner, man, where it's like, I don't like that it's for Michelle. I mean, she won. It's insane that you open every news site, it's like she's the top thing. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Every late night show, she's in the monologue. Yeah. Like, for a comic to make that is crazy. Insane.
Sam will never have that till he gets arrested for murder.
I don't even think then. I think it would be, well, it'll say, be comedian.
It'll say failed comic murders people.
How about retired comedian?
Stupid laugh.
That really is dumb.
You're dumb.
There you go again. Making fun of dumb people. Fucking elitist.
The world needs advertisers, Sam.
Advertising is a great job. What are you talking about?
I just mean, it's like the job for failed comics. It's like you can't make people laugh. Tell them that their deodorant doesn't work.
You should send an advertising from your last Conan set. All right, give it.
You were almost there.
I was almost there. It took too long.
Yeah,
it took too long.
And you gave it to. It was like you thought it was going to be a killer out of the gate.
Well, I got a little cocky in that setup for sure.
I think. I don't know. I think. Here's the problem: is that comedians are fucking going after her.
Who's going after what?
Miller,
comedy?
Dennis Miller.
Yeah, but is he even
been a
comedian
in like
anymore?
20 years.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, come on.
When's the last stand-up special Dennis Miller's done?
He just had one a couple years ago.
Did he?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think he did. I haven't heard of it.
If Mike wasn't taking a piss right now, we'd be able to pull it up.
A lot of pee in this podcast.
Well, I know. We have a lot of water. We have a lot of free water. When Mike comes back, we'll pull
Dennis
it up.
Dennis Miller, who else?
Well, Dennis Miller went after...
With the lamest tweet of all time.
What was it?
He said, Wednesday, I'm gonna do some research on her, and I'm gonna have something brutally mean to say by Wednesday.
Yeah, but somebody wrote, Michelle would have done it in 19 minutes or something. Michelle would have had it by tonight.
Yeah.
Like, he's saying that, you fucking idiot. Takes you to Wednesday to write.
I haven't heard any comic that, like, is like a real working act trasher. I haven't seen that.
You don't think Dennis Miller is a big comic name?
I think he's a comic. I think he's was a legend back in the day, but, like, I think he's kind of fallen off, man, as a stand-up.
I don't think you can fall out of being a legend. Once you're there, you're there.
I don't know. Rich Voss really seems to not be so well. I mean, having to try to stiff you on maybe $200.
Yeah, maybe the legend is the wrong word.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, look, I understand what you're saying. I'm fucking.
I'm not saying that he's not still like a huge name. I'm just saying.
When was Dennis Miller's last stand-up special?
I watched that one that was not.
I've always liked
years after 9/11.
I've always liked Dennis. Yeah. I've always liked Dennis Miller. It's just a weird thing to me when a guy. Okay, so what she did, because of where you stand politically, you don't think was funny. But just go. Here's what I. Just go write some funny shit. Don't be mean. Don't be like, fuck you. Don't say fuck you. Like, when two people are going to fight, just fight. Stop going, fuck you. No, fuck you. I'll fucking punch you. I'll fucking punch. Just fight.
I beg to disagree, because that's what I'm trying to get out of the fight. Because if we say F you long enough, I'm like, I have a bus to catch. And that's when the person's like, well, he's got a bus. And then we don't fight.
I almost got into a fight.
Give you this.
I almost got into a fight on Saturday.
Me too, dude.
I backed out of it. I slowly just kept my mouth shut. I'm walking. It was Sunday night. I'm walking. Either Saturday or Sunday. I'm walking.
I don't believe that you were walking anyway.
I parked my car for free. Yeah. I didn't park in the garage. I got a spot. So I am walking. It's two blocks. Now, so I'm walking from my car. All right, yeah. You're right. So I'm crossing the street. It's a stop sign. And I'm walking through the stop sign. This big black fucking, you know, Yukon truck comes rolling up.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
This black Yukon truck rolls it up, rolling through the stop sign, and I go, hey, and I point to the stop sign, yeah. and then he rolls down, and I'm like, whatever, right? He almost hit me, so I'm walking, and he rolls down his window. He's like, yo, I saw the stop sign, man, I saw it. I go, well, you almost fucking hit me. He's like, yo, man, you gotta chill out, big boy. And I look in the car. It looks like fucking two A-Rods put together in a tight black, just a black sweater with some gold necklace. This Spanish guy was a big boy. And not like Dante big, where I could outrun him. Like, this guy could beat me in every sporting event ever. You know what I mean?
Except gymnastics.
So he goes like this, yo, man, you got to settle down, you're getting a little carried away with yourself. And I just went, yeah.
That's how you know he's a tough guy, too, that he gave you an out. I feel like a tough guy gives you an out like that.
But then I'm sitting there going, that's why I can't have a gun or a weapon on me ever. Because if I had anything on me, I would have dove in his window and just stabbed his neck. Fucking took his car and drove it into Jersey and dumped it off and dumped his shit body and took his necklace.
Yeah.
Gave it to Max.
Yeah, without the gun, you're like, yeah, I was out of line there getting mad because you broke a traffic rule and almost killed me. That is my fault.
Well, there was a kid behind me, this little Spanish kid. Tough motherfucker. He goes, fuck him, man. He almost hit you. And I was like, settle down. Don't stay. He's going to think I said fuck. So stop using words.
It's over.
Chill, it's over. I dealt with it.
You get, in exchange for Voss giving you the 20, you can give him the necklace.
But today, I fucking. What's up, buddy?
2010 was the last special.
All right,
the
that big is 8 years.
Also, like, I just feel like, I'm not saying you're not a comic if you don't put out like a special every few years, or if you don't like, but you got to at least do stand up. I don't even know if he does stand up anymore.
I think he does, but he doesn't do stand-up. He doesn't go and like perform like us.
He's more of a pundit than a comic.
He's not doing guest spots at Broadway like this guy sitting next to me. Sam sitting next to me.
they have a camera.
He does a lot of corporate events is what he does now.
Yeah, okay.
But he also does, he doesn't go to clubs too. He writes his act at a desk.
Right.
He said, I don't need to go to clubs anymore. I just write it right
he
here.
He found a lane politically, and he's more of a pundit than a comic. Like, once you're only giving it to one side, yeah, you're not really a comic anymore.
And once you're out of the clubs, your comedy suffers.
It suffers, for sure.
Once you do your thing and you know how to do it, I don't think it suffers.
I don't know. I think you got to work those jokes out. And
well, to do what we do, yeah, to work clubs and maybe someday have a bigger audience. But to do what he does, these corporate events and in front of his fans, I don't fucking. He's fine. He does what he does.
Yeah, he's fine. But we're talking about being like a stand-up, and right, like I think we're all saying the same shit. Where it's like if you're not out there, you're not out there. And like I hadn't heard any other comic who's like a real stand-up working comic trash Michelle, really.
I just don't understand how, as a comic at all or ever, you could say anything about... Michelle took a fucking huge risk, had the balls to stand by her jokes, not just her jokes.
And she wrote good jokes. She I mean, that's the thing. Jokes. Is like, whether or not you agree or disagree, she is a respected comic.
Right.
That's really
and,
what it,
yeah. And like, I'm... pretty conservative on a lot of issues, oh, and like a lot of jokes I didn't agree with the content on, but
yes,
that's the thing. It's like if a liberal insults a conservative, conservatives are mad, but if a conservative insults liberals, conservatives aren't mad, and vice versa.
Well,
there's
both
a lot
of them, both of them are assholes.
There's a lot of right, double standards on both sides. We're
of
like,
of course,
for sure, there's liberals who would be upset if she was making fun of Obama. Sure, there is.
Oh my but God, the, but, it'll be a
of course,
fucking nightmare.
Of course. No, I do. This is the thing I think about, like the bloody head,
yeah,
that Kathy Griffin held up of Trump. If that were Obama, that would cost someone their career
right
without question.
Definitely.
That being said, I mean, you can't ignore the racial, you know, implications of that.
Yeah.
But at the same, you know, with the country's history, obviously, but like,
she didn't do anything nearly like that. Michelle didn't do anything nearly like
yeah,
that. She told
I mean,
some jokes.
But that being said, she's became a star overnight from that.
Right.
I mean, she was already on the up, but yeah, she's a star from that. Everyone's
huge,
talking about her.
Yeah.
She's not going to back down.
No.
And she shouldn't back down.
She didn't back down at fuck. She didn't fucking kowtow at all. I don't care whether you believe it or not. You have to, as a comic, respect that she didn't pander one fucking second.
But don't you think it's insane that people, like, you know, at this dinner could be like outraged by that, but they fucking but they support Trump? It's like how do you hold him to a higher standard? I mean, her to a higher standard than him.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I don't understand why these assholes keep having stand-up comedians do these fucking things. Just go get the funny, goofy guy that did it good once and just let him
but
do
don't
it.
You think
Rich, that's what they used to do.
Rich Little. We'll be back.
It used to be Rich Little, Jay Leno. It's been like Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin a couple of times.
You can play Rich Little if you ever do his documentary. Like his
but don't you think,
bio.
Bobby, that both sides got exactly out of it what they wanted to get out of it? Like, the left got to like say all this fucked up shit
yeah,
at that dinner, and the right got to be outraged, and they got to kind of both play their angle. Like Sarah Sanders gets to be kind of a victim now, and I think she's got a lot of will out of that dinner.
Do you
think?
Yeah, I think so.
Good will, I mean.
I think well, they have to play that card as soon as that card's
it's predictable. It's so fucking predictable.
As soon as that card's available, they have to jump on it, especially for her.
Yeah,
they have to take it because they need as many people to feel bad for her. Because what they did, somebody spun it to where it's about her looks, and it wasn't. She actually complimented her eyeshadow, how it was smoky and kind of sexy.
Yeah.
But she was telling about her lies, and they're making, well, you make fun of her looks, and she didn't make fun of her looks one second.
It's also funny that people that are like being like, how dare this fucking ugly bitch say that about Sarah Sanders?
Yeah.
And you're like, do you not realize what
you're like, yeah, they're right. She's not that attractive. She's a redhead.
Well, she makes fun of her own looks in the
set.
Which was smart. You know,
yeah,
it's good to go self-deprecating so you kind of have an out, too. I mean, I think she kind of played it well all the way through. You know, I thought it was a good speech.
I think from when she did, I saw her do it at the Pussycat, and I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I told her, I go, you doing all that? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right. She's got balls, man. I think you got to respect that as a comic.
Yeah.
You have to respect it.
The comics that apologize for jokes that weren't offensive or were being worked out, that hurts comedy because it empowers people to be like, I can shut this down. If we get enough people outraged, we can make this person lose their job.
Think about how fucking sad your life is if an apology for a joke gives you validation.
It does help me sometimes.
But like, think about it. I mean, for real. I mean, it's really like it's a lame person. That's why Joan Rivers was such a badass. I mean,
yep,
she really. I mean, I remember there's this part of her special. Remember where the guy heckles her?
Yeah.
Or not her special, her documentary.
Yeah.
Where the guy heckles her, and he's like, because she makes a Holocaust joke, and she's like, shut the fuck up. It's so cool that someone like at 80 is just
yeah,
so just like, eat shit.
Yeah, that's the way comics should be, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, like last week, I had a guy who stuttered, tried to switch it up on me. I thought he was drunk or something, and I said something because he didn't
talk
right.
Kid from America's Got Talent?
You really don't like stuttering.
I don't. No, I'm kidding. I don't have time. I got shit to do. I got to get home. I don't know. How do you get there?
I roll my T's sometimes. Wow. I already have
fucking wet it. I think Mickey Michelle, whatever the fuck we want to call her.
Yeah.
I was very proud of her. And she is huge. I mean, she just made the step when other comics, elite comics, is like start talking about you, that's when it's like, all right, you're there now.
Pretty soon she's gonna be bumping Sam at the Cellar.
It's almost weird how I can't wait for that day. Sam just sitting on the cellar floor punching the rubber mat on the fucking stairs. What's wrong, Sam?
I'm not Kevin Brennan. I'm okay with being bumped. I've never complained once.
Oh, let's start a Twitter war.
You're creating a fun scenario, but I'm fine with it. I really am. I'm okay.
I just pictured Kevin.
I gave her a tag I think she should have used. That was a good tag.
What was it?
She had the whole joke about Jake Tapper's face after sex, you know, and he said, that's all, you know, and I said, you should tag it. Now stay tuned for Wolf Blitzer. That's a fun tag.
I like the one with Mike Pence is what happens if
Anderson Cooper never came out.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper wasn't gay.
That's a great joke.
Oh God, that's the thing. She was getting such big laughs up front. Mm-hmm. People were so with her, and she'd say something fucked up, and then she'd come right back. And then what happened was she did a fucked up one, and then I wish she could do a fucked up joke and then do like three really good ones and get them laughing. I wish she could have kept them and thrown them back and kept them and throw. I love when a comic does that. When they, you know, Attell does that. He'll fucking get you, say something fucked up where you're like, whoa. And he's like, I was just kidding. And then keeps reeling you back in.
People are so stupid. They keep falling for it, too. They're like, it's like, oh, okay, it's fine. Wait! And then two minutes later, they've forgotten what just happened. But something that, regardless of the content, doing a banquet that's been going on for 3 hours and they've ate is a hell gig for comedians, regardless. Well,
but she's not playing to the room. She's playing, obviously,
for posterity,
to everybody. Home, to the cameras.
You're performing those jokes.
Right.
Yeah. That's a monologue. That's an elongated Tonight Show set. You know, that's why it's so different when you have that. When you have set up, punch, tag, that monologue joke, you have to nail it. It's not about feeling. You cannot feel the crowd. You can't feel the room. It's fuck you. I'm delivering this from here to here. And whatever happens, happens. And I would have failed. I would have probably went to my... I probably would have just started getting nervous and trying to win. Hey, where'd you get that jacket?
That would be a funny set, though.
Just do crowd
comic
work.
Meltdown.
I just start getting blotchy on my cheeks.
Look at this guy's stupid face. Like, yeah, we can't see it. The camera's on you.
What's your name? Anderson Cooper, you jackass.
What if my tie just got so wet and wilted? Looked like one of those old Colonel Sanders ties. My little bow tie was just wet. I'm just like, what are you going to do? Yeah, I didn't even know you were gay, Anderson. You can't even tell. I'm kidding.
You know what's interesting, too, is like so many people are going after like the joke. I saw so many tweets like people were like, this wasn't funny. It's kind of crazy because like with our jokes and our act, it's like, well, we hone a lot of those. We kind of take them through the mud. We try them in a lot of different rooms on the road. So it's like we know what joke has a high percentage rate. Like these were divisive jokes, and they're for one event. It's kind of interesting. It's totally different than stand-up. It's a monologue.
It's one of the hardest gigs. Is it the hardest gig for a comic to do? What's harder than that gig?
You doing Joe List sweating was a tough gig.
You did a great job at that.
It was outdoors. It was hot. People were getting married, so that was sad. And then you had to, you know, you were playing to a room full of comics.
Well, Joe actually
got heckled by Luis J. Gomez.
I actually set that up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because I said Luis Gomez.
Who are you, Steve Hofstetter?
I didn't say that.
Heckler destroyed by comedian.
At wedding. Marriage crumbled by comedian.
That gets me every time. I watch every single one of them. I know, because I said Louis Gomez. I didn't have the J. And I just wanted to see how committed Louis really is to being Louis J. Gomez, the rattlesnake. Let me tell you something. I was fully impressed because I went Louis Gomez, J, in the middle of the wedding. Didn't give a J.
I've never seen someone officiating a wedding get heckled before, but Louis J. Gomez did it.
I said, Louis Gomez, Jay. I knew it, you cocksucker. I knew it.
I saw him give a speech at Gary. He was Gary Veeder's best man at his wedding.
I heard that was just atrocious.
It was a mess.
We're talking about
the hardest gig. That was a bad gig right there.
That's why Gary's getting divorced.
Is he getting divorced? No.
He's doing a call-in segment on our podcast where he gives us updates every week, and they're all very depressing.
Why are they getting divorced? Oh my God. Why? Is she a comedian?
No.
What does she do?
Ruin his life? I don't know.
Am I having a stroke, or did the AC just get shut off?
Is it on Energy Saver? I hate Energy Saver.
It is. I turned it off, though.
Is that mic off?
This one?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not. I hear it.
It's turned down.
Now you hear it.
No, it was on, right? Yeah, just turn the mic off, and you won't hear the AC as much. I literally thought I was having a stroke. Because it just became so clear, this podcast.
Yes.
It was so loud. And then he shut the AC off, and I was like, everything.
Can you put the AC back on in case I bomb more jokes?
He's joking, you fucking.
I don't think he was joking.
No, I was serious.
You need it back on?
No,
I'm going to get hotter pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Anyways, my Siri went off. I think it's weird, though, because there's certain comics that do jokes on the right that get really attacked.
Like who?
I think Owen Benjamin. I mean, even I don't care.
I think Owen is poking. Like, he was going for that, I think. I think he was trying to poke the nest a little bit. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's what you're supposed to do, I think. I mean, when you think something's
just
wrong,
say the N-word repeatedly and wait. I mean, like, well, he knew what he was doing.
I think he knew what he was doing, absolutely, but I think that he's trying to be funny. If you see a show, he's writing songs about it. He's being creative about it. It's not like he's just sitting there trying to start a cult. He's not trying to fucking, you know, he is not a white supremacist. He's not a racist. He's a family man. He's a funny guy. He's a nice guy. I think he's...
It sounds like a press conference.
Yeah.
I am not a racist. I am a family man. I love my children.
Even DePaulo getting fired from his radio show.
Ridiculous.
That joke. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, he just got fired for that. And then you think about Michelle went up in front of all these people and did a nice hot abortion joke and this is what happens when you're not a fag joke. You know what I mean? I mean, you could take it out of... I don't know. I mean, it's. Nick
I think
DePaulo
word choice is everything, though, right? I mean, I totally agree. I don't think it sucks that Nick got fired. Nick is so funny, and he's
one person.
But that's
called
Twitter now, dude. That's what people do with Twitter. They take it to mean whatever they think it means, how they reflect on it.
Yeah.
You know, Sirius is a private company, right? And, so they can just fire you for shit like that.
And by they, that's 1% of the craziest zealots on any
let me
side
ask you
of
question.
Any issue. It's
let
not
me,
most people.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Nick DePaulo gets fired.
Right.
One person complained or something like that. Very low number of people complained about that.
And if he said it on his show, he'd probably still have a job, right?
But then he took it down. Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
To me, that's what's crazy about it.
Okay, but now, and I'm just asking this, I don't know the answer. I'm not saying. Now, how many people do you think were offended by Michelle's performance on TV?
Well, it's a much bigger thing, obviously.
Okay, but a lot.
A lot.
But she's not going to, no one's going to fire her. She's not having her show. This is actually good for her career.
It was set up to promote her show.
Because right. It's on the left.
Yeah.
If she was a right-wing comedian, if that was Nick DePaulo, would his whole career be ruined today?
Probably not.
Because
of
that.
Look at what's happening with Joy Reid at MSNBC right now, where she has had a million different stories about these homophobic blog posts.
Right.
Where she's already admitted to doing some in the past, but now she's like, they were definitely hacked. Maybe I don't remember doing them. It doesn't look like they were hacked. It's like, if that was a right-wing person, people would be calling for a job a lot more than that you're seeing happening.
I think people call for the job on both sides. It's just which side listens. And,
right.
And look, the right and the left, they kind of turn on each other in different ways. Like with the Me Too movement, the left is really the one that's getting... I mean, Al Franken... I mean, you can compare Al Franken and Roy Moore all day.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they both go after their own people in interests that suit them.
Right.
Yeah.
it wasn't that Michelle's jokes were offensive. It was the content offended some people.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Apollo's joke that was that offensive. It was the content.
Yeah.
But he lost
his job immediately.
Right.
Which is outrageous to me.
Which makes me think maybe they wanted to get rid of him for something else. I mean, maybe, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I think I've done Nick's show. I have a ton of fun on it. I think he's really a pure comedian, like a really funny person.
Yeah.
And I love that we go on and disagree about stuff in a funny way. Like, that's kind of what I love about Nick.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bummer when someone like that gets canned. It just sucks.
You need Nick DiPaolo. You need Owen Benjamin. You need Anthony. You need these shows because you need a place for other people to have different opinions so that we can have discussions and, number one, laugh in the middle of it somewhere, I think.
Well, Owen is on YouTube. Owen's got a YouTube channel. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with any of this stuff, but, you know, these private companies,
Gabby is a huge left-wing. She hates this talk.
But
she's going to the room and pray to Jesus.
I think
I'm a liberal, but I'm also a comic. So I think
texting Janine Garofalo.
I think silencing people is not the way to do it.
Plus, that's the problem we have at college campuses. It's so dominated by one
ideology. I mean, that was Nick's joke, dude. That was Nick DiPaolo's joke.
It's so dominated by one ideology that it's okay now to censor other people.
I think we should be censoring people because their comedy sucks, like Mackie, not because, you know.
Apparently you didn't see my standout set on Conan O'Brien last Wednesday.
Oh, I did see that.
Well, thanks for watching.
I'm kidding. I had no idea you were on Conan. Aww. Is Conan still a thing?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
I'm kidding, dude. Of course I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
I've heard
people say that because he's on TBS, so people take shots. I've heard
Check
it.
Out the 310,000 views I have on his Facebook page.
Really?
It says autistic boy killed.
Spectrum does it again. Come on. I'm kidding.
That's one of his jokes in the set.
What's the joke?
Asperger's.
Oh, people think I have Asperger's, and I know that because they tell me to my face they think I have Asperger's.
Is that what the A in Sweet A Mackey's for?
Sweet A Mackey. No, those were for grades.
Is Gabby shitting? Who takes that long? All right, whatever. You're right. I think that it was a planned out attack on us to really pump up Michelle Wolf. And then those jokes, whatever the fuck you say, they were funny. They were edgy. Some of them didn't land. Most of them did. And she gave a wildly courageous performance as a stand-up in front of an impossible gig. I would have backed out of... I'll say it right now.
If you kill in that room, you're a hack. If you kill in that room.
I agree. Yeah, it's...
I disagree. Because I think she did kill. I think she got the... I think she got those people to laugh. She got them on her side up front. And she went, you know what? Fuck it. Here we go. She could have just killed the whole time, but then she went for the gusto. Some of these jokes were really like, what the fuck? And they're what she believes, too.
Yeah.
It's not like she was saying stuff she doesn't believe.
Maybe not. It's not maybe a better way to say it. It's not if you kill, you're a hack, but like if you kill, maybe you took it a little too easy.
Yeah, right. If everyone in that room liked you after the show.
Well, it's like we talk about comedians who kill every set, and they're usually hacks. They're usually people that aren't doing any new shit. They're usually people that aren't taking any chances.
Sometimes comedians that bomb every set are hacks as well, Sam.
What do you mean?
Sam's a hack.
Joe, explain further. We couldn't catch it.
Why you just say that? Why are you going to bring us down this whole path?
I had to explain. I wanted to set
Mackie's
it up
classic right. Hideo Nomo setup to his jokes.
I have a long windup sometimes, Bobby.
Oh, my God.
But the pitch still gets there.
Oh, you're going to kill Mushy Mike. Why is your face so wide?
Ouch. A wide face joke.
Yep.
That's hard to recover from that.
Look at it. He looked like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle as a teenager. I had somebody. I like when people.
I like how you put your old insult onto me.
He's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle as a teenager.
Yeah, well, give me the bandana. I'll take it back. I have to be so fucking aggressive about it. Just fucking throw it at me. That's why it's here.
What is on that bandana?
It's, what do you mean, what's on
it? What's the design?
Oh, the design. It's, It's called the Bomb Dana.
Oh.
And there you go, right there.
Oh, so it's your face.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I had somebody, I like when people walk out. I think you're right. I had somebody walk out Sunday night at my show, and there was a couple. I saw, everybody was having a good time, pretty cool, yeah, you know.
It was a mom and her daughter, and they stank. They were the worst.
Yeah, they were just they weren't supposed to be. Then they got up and walked out. I'm like, good. That I don't want you. If you like me, I'm fucked. If you're the ones, if you're like, this is great, I'm fucked because you're not my fan base. I have a fan base that likes my shit. I know what they are. They're 18 to 45 to 50 and mostly males. And there's a bunch of chicks in there, you know, but mostly dudes. I know. But if a mother and daughter are sitting there, so I have some mothers and daughters.
I think mothers and daughters could like you. I think there's a type of mother and daughter that you're talking
about. That type.
There's a lot of mother-daughter motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
But Mackie.
I think you're right, Mackie.
No, but there is
the daughter's in the sidecar. The mother has a short haircut and it's gray. She looks like she works on cars. Sorry, Bobby, we're late. Me and Kathy weren't going to make it. There was so much traffic on the fucking Long Island Expressway.
Last time I was at a Side Splitters, a woman walked out of my set and she sent a picture of her face crying to the club. This is what this comedian did to me.
Really?
I made her cry with
on
my jokes.
What joke?
What?
It was a joke about an alligator eating a baby at Disneyland.
What happened?
It's a long story. It's like a 7-minute bit.
Oh, just tell me, did an alligator really eat a baby?
The joke is that pissed her off. Yeah, it's an old story at Disney. It's happened like September. I was doing the bit, and
it really happened.
Yeah, and I said the mom. She said, you know, in the joke, the mother. They were pissed. So I said, do you even see the funeral? And they were like, no. And I was like, if you did, you would have seen the mother come on and say, "See you later, alligator," which was heartbreaking. So the mom walks out for your, you know.
Was it the mom who lost the baby though?
No, the mom in the crowd didn't lose the baby.
You sure?
That'd be a fucking monstrous move.
That
would be an awesome heckler takedown. Eat your heart out, Steve Hofstetter.
She's here just trying to. If she's trying to get over a death of her baby by alligator, and then she goes in some fucking tall, thin fucking glass of water from New York, yeah, has a 7-minute joke about her baby dying, that would suck.
No, she was just offended. She just didn't like it. I mean, and she sent a picture of her crying, and she's like, "Here's the proof." And then it was a picture.
If that's not blown up on canvas and framed in your fucking house.
I should. I still have it.
You are the fucking an asshole. That should be framed in your fucking bedroom.
Well, he is an asshole, though.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
If you don't frame that as a... just blow it up, frame it, and have it in your living room, and people go, what's that? Oh, it's Lydia. I offended about a dead baby joke.
Plus, like, anybody can take a selfie of themselves when they're crying and just blame it on one of Sam's sets. I do it constantly. Crying. I cry constantly.
I had a lady downstairs. I'm on stage. Hot couple, you know, that middle-aged type of hot, maybe 38. She's her and her boyfriend were hot, making out while I'm on stage. Just, I mean, full-on fuck-making, kissing. Just,
It wasn't your act, though. And
my act makes people make out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I did a joke about, I used to have a joke about scaring people.
Yeah.
And I scared, I forget how it went. It scared you're retarded or something, or and then it actually cured. What if that cured retardation, just scaring them? You can just walk up, nya, nya, ma, boo! Oh my god, what the fuck? And then go, boo! No, get me back! You know, it was whatever it was, right? I forget. She went in the hallway. I got them kicked out because they were making out. I was like, guys, can you stop making out like fucking? You're 15, and they got mad and they wound up getting kicked out. She wrote a letter to me saying, my. I'm very offended at you. I can't believe you did jokes. My nephew has muscular dystrophy. I was like, what?
That's not retarded.
It's not retarded. She brought up a whole other fucking disease.
It's like when people write about like a dead uncle on Facebook. And like, I'll give you grandpa, but uncle, fuck off.
But she left her number.
Having a tough day, everybody. My cat died 3 years ago.
But it's like, I wasn't making
your
fun.
Cat over nephew.
I wasn't making fun of retarded people. I mean, would I do that joke today? No. But it was fucking.
I love a split screen with Bobby like, duh. Making fun of retarded people.
I just I just get so mad. I actually called her up. She left her number.
Yeah.
And I called her up and go, I don't make fun of them. She was, and I just hung up. Fuck you.
And she just went back to making out with her boyfriend.
It's so funny though, because you're right. People are cattle. I wonder if they pumped laughter into that room. If people would have laughed, because we can make the whole crowd turn on Voss, me and Keith, just with a couple
What do you think the laugh track on a sitcom is?
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
We should try it during one of Sam's sets.
What, I knew he was going for that. I knew that was coming a mile away.
I did too.
The twinkle in his eyes.
I stand by it. I stand by it. Sam bombs a lot.
Let me see. We're going to do another read real quick.
Are we allowed to ad lib with a read about how much we like this product?
Yes. You can. Blue Apron. Do you have Blue Apron?
I just heard someone talking about it the other night. It's the food service.
Yes. Yes. I'm itching my ear. Sorry. I got way too far in my ear.
Oh. Yeah. Are you okay?
No, but it was like I'm realizing that like I'm down to my second knuckle.
I was like, watch out for your brain.
Watch out.
I actually use Blue Apron a lot. Not a lot. I use it around once a month. Maybe twice a month I have it. I love it. I love it because I get to cook, and I'm a messy son of a bitch with it. Blue Apron is unbelievable. For 6 weeks in April, through April 16th and to May 21st, Blue Apron is teaming up with Airbnb to bring you the best home cooking from around the world. Each week, our menu will feature recipes developed in collaboration with Airbnb experiences. Hosts like CeCe and Chef from Shanghai, who make incredible Kung Pao chicken and beloved sticky saucy mix of crispy brown chicken and vegetables. Ooh, me and Mike went out for some fucking chai, some dumplings. You never want to go for dumplings with another fat guy.
It's a bad idea.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah. When did you go out for dumplings?
The other night. What was it? Sunday night.
Yeah.
We left here, and I was giving Mushy a ride. And then I go like this. This is all I said. I'm going to give him a ride up the street because he's, where are you staying?
Harlem.
So I'm going up the way. I go, you want a ride? And he goes, yeah. You know when you ask somebody for a ride, and you're like, they're immediately, before you finish, yeah. So then I'm in my car, and I go, I'm hungry. I shouldn't have said that. I go, are you hungry? Yeah.
What are we plugging?
You never just ask. You never diabetes. Ask a guy if he wants a ride or a fat guy if he wants a ride or if he's hungry, because both answers are going to be yes. And I went, and I should have got a salad at the cellar. I should have just got something healthy, but I just saw the word dumplings on a building. I just pulled over immediately.
To be fair, you were looking for a better restaurant for it.
Yeah,
and we couldn't find it. And then we just saw the word dumplings. Like, fuck it.
It was
parking.
It was graffiti as well. Like, well, there's got to be dumplings around here somewhere.
Blue Apron delivers fresh, proportioned ingredients, step-by-step recipes to the door that you can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week, which is awesome, based on what's in season designed by the Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week. Customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. Now, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. So check it out. Check out this week's episode. I mean, this week's menu, sorry. And this episode you're listening to right now. And get the first 3 meals free at blueapron.com/dude. So that's how you do this. You chubbies at home, you know you want to try this. Just do it. Your first 3 meals are free. Just go to blueapron.com/dude and you will get it. It's Blue Apron, a better way to cook. You're going to love this place. Have you tried Blue Apron, Sam?
I haven't. It looks good.
Buddy, let me tell you something. The beef, and I have a hard time with this word, empanadas. Empanadas. It's like philanthropy. I can't say that.
Sound it out.
You can't say it. Philanthropist.
Now I can't say it.
All right, philanthropist.
Say it. Empanada.
Philanthropist. Empanada. Of course, that was your first word you ever said, chubby.
That's my grandma's name.
Is it? Empanada. Roasted sweet potatoes and creamy zucchini. Chicken tinja tostada with avocados and refried beans. Mexico City. Huh?
Yeah.
I hit a Mexican today. with my car.
Well, don't do this in the ad.
Yeah, let's maybe finish the ad and then we'll get into that.
Before you commit to crimes.
I don't know if it was
no crimes in the middle of the ad, please.
It wasn't a crime, it was an accident.
It's okay, we're okay.
Roast pork and salsa with verde with sauteed vegetables and beef and rice balls with soft boiled eggs and roasted broccoli from Tokyo. You got to check it out right now. Go to blueapron.com/dude. Get yourself three meals for free for being a fan of my podcast. But dang!
Yeah, try not to say you strike ethnicities during the ads, Bobby.
Yeah, I really fucked up there, I guess.
O.J. Simpson for Nike, I.
What happened?
I was banging a Yui, and I looked, and nobody was there. I've done it a lot.
You were having sex with a man named Yui.
Oh, my God.
Fucked up, dude.
I like that one.
I'm not going to give you this.
But he should have it, but...
He should have it, but...
But he's on watch right now.
He got these two.
I know.
And you were so excited about saying banging a guy named Huey. So
he really enjoys when one of his jokes hits. He's not used to it.
Yeah, like, I have you at a higher standard. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. So you're here, he's here. So that joke was actually here for you.
You have Sam at a higher standard than me? Have you seen the smut this man puts out? We call him Poop Joke Morrill down at the comedy table.
The poop scoop dog. They call me
The baby killer.
Someone walked up to me on the subway yesterday and quoted a dead baby joke of mine.
Oh, really? How many do you have?
I have a few.
Really?
But he said he just walked up to me and said, "Worst baby shower ever." And I was like, "That's mine." Yeah.
What was that?
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
I'm literally dying inside. I think I'm dying inside.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just heard a high-pitched ring in my right ear.
Well, you just had your knuckles in your eardrum when you were doing the Blue Apron ad.
Do you smell burnt toast?
No, I don't. I don't think that's a real thing, by the way.
I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is.
What was that other thing I wanted to talk about?
You hit a Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I should finish that.
Let's not fly by that.
I was driving, and I banged the Yui, and I looked, and nobody was there. All of a sudden, I just heard thump on my door. And I looked, and it was a dude, a little Spanish dude, on the bike. And I was like, oh, fuck. Now, look, he hit me. Now, I'll tell you why, because he was on the side of my car. He hit the side of my car.
Yeah.
The side of my car can't hit you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Unless it's moving that way. I was already turned. You hit the side of my car. So maybe I turned. I don't think I turned in front of him. I don't think he was looking. Whatever. He hit my car. It was I'm fucked. If this guy's hurt, I'm done. Right? Because, So right when I seen some white lady, that New York liberal, troublemaker, that one who fucking runs the co-op board, coming over immediately to fucking take me to court and just to pay for his lawyer fees.
Look what you did to him.
Yeah. But as soon as I saw her, I rolled my window down. I went to the guy. I go, mira. She backed right away when she thought it was Spanish on Spanish crime. She backed right away when she thought it was some white guy in a four, backed right away when she was like, oh, I don't have any rights with Spanish on Spanish people. I went, mira, come here, mira. And she went right away. And he came over and I was like, you all right? And he's like, oh, fuck, man, fuck. Like, he was fine, but he's going, oh, I don't know. I took out a 50. I go, here, take that.
Buy some empanadas on blueapron.com.
I can't tell you how fucking he healed like magic. As soon as I handed him that 50, he's like, okay, man, thanks, buddy. He was waiting for a motherfucking tip. I gave him that 50. He was like, I had 100, and I took out two 50s.
You give him the counterfeit 20 Voss gave you?
If I had it on me, I would have. I thought it was 20s, but it was 50s. I swear to God, I thought
Thank you
20s.
So much, sir.
I took him out, and it was two 50s, and I went, look, I pointed that way, and he looked, and I took the other 50. I put it in my pocket, and then I took the 50. And he took it, and he was fine, but I was like, shit.
Yeah.
This lady was coming over to read me the riot act.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. It was weird, too. As soon as I went, mira, she backed right the fuck away.
Well, like, you look like you were at least owning up to it, too.
I had these new Spanish glasses on, too.
I saw those. You look like Elvis, man. Yeah. Those are kind of cool.
Thanks.
Late 70s Elvis.
We know what Elvis they were talking about. Actually, late 80s.
Not Jailhouse Rock, Elvis.
Wow, I didn't see that coming. I actually felt good for a second. I literally was like, I do.
Maggie's jokes are like the guy in Austin Powers who's going to get steamrolled and just like, no, you know that guy?
Why didn't you just leave?
So yeah, I went up to, and then I had to spend 10 minutes in therapy talking about me hitting this fucking guy. I was so, I was like, oh shit, I gotta talk about this. I just hit a guy. I was 10 minutes late. He's like, why are you late? I'm like, I just hit a guy on a bike. Oh, he hit me. I think he hit me. He's like, why do you think he hit you? Because he hit the side of me.
That was your therapy money too.
By the way, can there be more comics that go to our guy right now?
I know.
Every time I go in, I'm like, this guy's not even a working comic yet. It's like an open micer. How'd he get a rec?
They got his name.
Are you past my therapist?
SD books Alan. I don't the last 5 minutes is gibberish. I don't talk about shit the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know there's a fucking open micer out there just waiting for me to talk about trashing fucking Keith Robinson. You know, I heard Bobby trashing you in therapy. You know, he puts that stupid music on, but that doesn't do anything.
Doesn't help. That noisemaker doesn't work, man.
I went in one time. Somebody was in there before me. I went in right after them, and I recited everything they said. I go, it doesn't work. I want a fucking louder machine out there.
Yeah.
Or a better door.
Yeah.
Fucking Alan. Stupid chair. And he has a couch in there now too.
It's a nicer couch.
Yeah, but I fall asleep on it. I'm too tired. As soon as I open up, my brain shuts down. If we start getting anywhere in therapy, I shut down. My body shuts
down.
That's
such a bad sign of holding shit in. It really
is. So you guys having sex?
Wife arrested by Secret Service.
What do you think about Joe Mackey's act? That was Alan sleeping.
What do you think about those Brooklinen sheets?
Hey.
That you push it too far, dude. You push it too far, dude.
That was a good thing.
What do you go to therapy, Mackey?
I used to.
What happened?
I think I'm cured, obviously. Everything is great. Can't you tell that I'm well adjusted?
To what?
Are these the eyes of a crazy person?
I don't know. You haven't looked at me in an hour. You keep looking down at the floor. What? Stay with me. Oh, there he goes. He's looking away again.
You don't want to look into these eyes.
I really don't. They're too shiny. You have doll eyes.
A lot of ladies like doll eyes.
A lot of ladies. How long can you stare at me?
You don't blink a lot, Mackie.
Yeah. You don't blink. Why is that?
Because he's a serial killer.
I'm concentrating.
On what? Cutting my throat? Yeah? What do you think? Oh, I blinked. You win. All right, you win, you crazy. Stop. Okay, stop.
Joe watches a lot of Forensic Files, dude. If this guy started dumping bodies,
Files. Oh man,
he will cite episodes. Like I'll be like, I was watching this episode, and Mackie will just say how it ends.
I know every episode of Forensic Files. Sickness. And the thing that's crazy about, I was watching one today, and they always say the police sketch looked just like the person. I'm like, no, it didn't. It's like they had eyes, a nose, and a mouth, and it looked like the person's face remarkably. I'm like, no, it didn't. It looked like a bad cartoon drawing of someone who was also a human male.
Yeah, the drawers are never good. They're never good.
Never good.
They should get the court drawers to draw the people. But how are you going to draw somebody who doesn't exist, that you never met?
That's a crazy gig.
They should have computers that do that. There should be a computer that just does it. You should be able to have to pick a movie star.
Yeah.
Right? And then go
backwards.
From there. And work backwards from
Paul Rubens, now a little heavier.
Right,
now,
exactly. Yes.
A little more muscle too, Sam.
JFK, balding.
Elvis, Andrew 1985.
Elvis, 1985.
So funny that Elvis, the only time I think about him is when I'm at like a comedy club and they're like, do you want the Elvis burger?
What is the Elvis burger?
It's like peanut butter and banana on a burger.
Mm. Oh my
it's pretty
God.
Good. It's pretty damn good.
I sent my
it worked out for him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a whole thing here. Of I always forget, guys. Sorry about that. Oh, the Comedy Cellar Vegas is back on, by the way. Anybody asking?
Hell yeah. For sure?
It's for sure.
Hell yeah.
They had to fix a couple things. That's it. Yeah. They had to fix a few things. But the room, the people who played the room already are flipping out. They're saying it's almost like you're in New York City. You forget that you're in Vegas because of the room. And the room is so good. Like the laughter, the rolling laughter. Who's there next? Gad is there. Holy shit. That's a big show. When is that?
Dude, Mark tomorrow. Cohn, dude. Mark Cohn's
that's
got
tomorrow.
One of the Mark Cohn's got one of the funniest jokes.
What's
you
that?
You know that joke where he's like where it's like the cops knock on his door and they're like, "Sir, we're looking for a rapist," and he's like, "I'll see what I can do."
Mark Cohn, man.
I've never met him, but I'm looking forward to meeting
him. He's a funny motherfucker, man. Keith Robinson, Paul Verzi, and Rich Voss.
Wow.
Are going to be at the last week in August. In Vegas from, I believe Thursday through Sunday.
Look out for the right side of that craps table. The Keith Stroke joke. All right, never mind. Give me the bandana.
Yeah, please. Jeez, this shit's flying around today, isn't it? Usually stays in one place for a while.
Right.
You guys are swinging for the fences like T-ball.
Well, look, we're trying to be funny here.
I usually bunted in T-ball. It was much.
I'm going. I have T-ball now, and it's infuriating.
T-ball.
Kids are so stupid.
Well, there's no outs in T-ball. Everybody gets to bat. Everybody runs around the bases. You're just going to sit there for three long fucking innings.
Yeah.
And that type of, you know, those parents, there's a couple that are cool, but there's a couple that... It's their third kid, their third year at T-ball. The other kids at the other field, and you know, and it's just, you know, it's just annoying. Yeah. I'm sitting there, my kid's looking for the glove, and the lady who's supposed to be helping the kids is holding his glove, and you know, and she's running around. It's like,
what position does your kid play?
They play all positions. There's no position. They see a ball, they all run for it. It's a ball. They're like fucking dogs at that point. They see a dog, and they run for it, and they throw it like at the coach's face, who's 5 seconds, like an inch away. They don't know. So it's like, you know, and I felt bad. My kid, you know, my Max had a good time last time, but the first day he was flipping the fuck out. You know, he was running for the ball. He didn't understand it. You know, and they would literally hit every kid is a righty, so every ball went to first base. That every ball. They had him in left field. He's not getting, so every time somebody hit, he would run from left field to first base to try to get a ball. There's 19 kids just fighting for a ball.
Why are we trying
even the guy on first base went to get the ball.
Why are we trying to make kids play sports before they can play sports?
Because you're trying to socialize them. You're trying to give them rules. You're trying to teach them how to do something,
yeah.
How to play something, and you're teaching them how to be a team. You're teaching them how to share. You're teaching them how to play a position.
I didn't learn any of that, and I turned out just fine.
Well, let's not get carried. We haven't finished
yet. Yeah, let's get them in there.
Elvis 1968, right here.
Maggie broke right out of that test tube and went to first base.
You really were made.
I was not. I'm not from a test tube, Sam.
You were made in
Keep
Canada.
Saying
you're a test tube baby, Maggie.
I don't have a robot heart either. I'm tired of spreading that rumor.
No, you have a
shutting that down.
You have a chimpanzee heart. You're like Christian Slater.
We have to charge Mackie before podcasts.
Is that why the fucking plugs are always fucked up?
Yes. That's why I've been a lot quieter this second half too.
Mackie's got a USB port in his back.
Do you need some booze? Do you want some booze?
I did not compute.
Mackie's the funniest guy to drink with because he goes from like surly to sweet to back to surly. he'll be like, oh, I sure am lucky to have friends like you. Then 2 minutes later, he's like, you hack.
well, both are true. I'm consistent.
You never played sports when you were a kid?
Oh, I played sports and I was damn good.
No, did you?
They
really?
Call me the regulator. Can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
You moron.
I don't even know what the fuck.
I don't know what just happened.
I was doing the Young Guns reference.
Can you pass me a water, please? Ah, you made my fucking stomach hurt.
I almost fell.
Did you play sports, really?
Yeah, I played sports.
Where are you from? Why do I think you're from Canada?
I'm from State College, Pennsylvania.
Phil's from Canada.
The Canada of Pennsylvania, State College.
You're from Pennsylvania? What part?
State College.
That's what it's called?
Yeah,
I like that he just said that he was an athlete, and he leaned over to get a water and nearly fell over.
Hey, it's hard. Leaning is hard. You don't lean when you're hitting home runs in adult slow-pitch softball, Sam.
Mackie used to be able to dunk.
Yeah. I'm a good athlete.
You could dunk?
I could dunk.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so donuts.
Oh, boy.
I will text my friends from high school.
I actually thought that joke. And went,
I know. I should have done it. I'm trying to do jokes on your podcast, Bobby. I'm trying to move it.
Yeah, but you could try harder.
I could try harder.
I don't know. I think he's been trying all this time, and it just isn't working.
I think Sam's doing fine.
I think if Sam was right in those Blue apron spots. That'll be pretty good. What the
fuck? You really are a robot.
Oh, boy.
Someone put some oil in him immediately.
Yeah.
You played sports, too? You played basketball?
Yeah, but I have a bulged disc. I can't do shit right now.
Are you kidding me?
It sucks, dude.
How'd you get that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Bombing.
Bombing hurt your back.
I was in Florida, and I was like, ow!
Ah! See you later, alligator. Ow!
He was dunking. Ow!
I do want to see Mackie dunking over someone in the park. No, dude, it's painful. It sucks.
What sports were you into?
Just basketball, really.
Just basketball.
Yeah, I like baseball, too, but it's mostly basketball.
Right, and you still have your sports show?
It's not the season's over, so it's not on right now. But
did it get picked up again?
I mean, I would guess no, based on how the team's playing.
Really?
Because it's the ratings. The network gets ratings based on how the Knicks and Rangers play, and they're both purposely losing right now.
Purposely?
Well, they can't say that, but they're tanking. They're rebuilding.
Well, so they want first rounds.
And yeah, they want good picks. So at the beginning of the season, the Knicks were playing really well, and I was getting, like, people would stop me a lot, and now it's like, second half of the season, like, it's super rare.
I have a bet right now with Big J Okerson. We made a bet for the Super Bowl.
Sixers-Celtics?
Sixers-Celtics.
Jay's a diehard Sixer. He's legit. He watches when they suck.
I used to watch the Celtics back with Bird, and I was a big fan as a kid. I stopped watching later in life. I stopped a lot of sports.
They got the Celtics have one of the best coaches in the league. I mean, Brad Stevens is incredible, man.
I'm of course a fan of all Boston teams because I have to be, but I am not a diehard Celtics fan anymore. I used to be when I was a kid. But now we made a bet that if whoever wins, it's $50 plus a sensual body massage. So the loser has to give the winner a sensual, like a real massage.
That's I would argue that the winner is also the loser.
After I did it, I was talking to my wife. She goes, "So if you win, you're gonna have a guy rub oil on you."
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
And I was like, yeah, maybe that. I would rather be the guy. I think I want to lose. Wait, I think I would rather be the.
I was on the road. I was in Tacoma.
I could say I was working.
Wait. So if you win, Big J rubs his hands all over your body.
Yes.
If you lose, you rub your hands all over Big J's body.
I'd rather rub his body than be rubbed. Is that less gay?
It's just a weird situation.
I feel like I'm a worker. Like I can have a fantasy. Like I went to community college for massage therapy. I'm trying to do this to get into real estate. I have a whole backstory.
gay or straight, there's no possibility that someone couldn't be aroused by either of those situations.
What were you saying?
I was in Tacoma when the pinchner started. It was like in so much pain, man. And I went to downstairs in the hotel. There was a massage therapist, and I was like, "Can I get a massage here?" And they were like, "We only have a guy," and I was like, "No,
I've got."
And that's like so fucking rude. That's their life, though.
I'll tell you this: it's better. I did the same thing. I used to only get girls. I remember one time I got a massage at one of the Asian places, and 20 minutes in, I looked down and there was girl flip flops with guy feet in them. Mm-hmm. And I looked up and it was the guy at the front door, the Chinese guy, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And he goes, "We're busy."
He whispered.
And I was like, you got to get a girl. But when my back really got fucked up, I have a pinched nerve in my back. Mm-hmm. And my pinky and this finger will go numb.
It sucks.
And my wife, this guy Bill, He literally went to Harvard for anatomy. He knows everything about your body. Yeah. And he's a massage therapist with her when she worked at Maximus Salon. He came in and he worked my body. He got under the muscle inside my armpit and in my, and he worked. I could feel my finger again. He fixed me. Yeah. In like one session, and I would go back to this, and he was better. You should go to a guy because I'm not. Guys have a stronger. They can. No, I'm serious. They can beat you up a little more. Get in your. You know what I mean? Than you know, a middle aged fucking woman from Jersey who's gonna, you know, do butterflies the whole time.
It seems like that guy could have done more with his degree though than. He's like, what?
Oh, how is elitist, man?
How is your? How
no,
was
he
your?
Was, he actually did. He was doing the massage therapy to go to more school, and now he's actually doing something. He's making a ton of money doing something else. So he did. You're right. Good CSI work.
Yeah,
those
good catch, you prick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I just got lost when he was. His hands were in your armpit. He had a degree from Harvard. I just got.
He studied under Alan Dershowitz, and now he's rubbing your back.
Yeah, you got a point. But listen, no, he. Well, because if you most massage therapists don't get. He got into my armpit under the
bone.
He
touched you places no one ever had before.
I was disappointed because when I showed up, he had a studio. And when I showed up, it was just an apartment, a studio apartment that he had where he worked on people. And I was like, do you want me to take my pants off? He's like, no. I'm like, nothing? You know, because you don't want to work on my law.
He's like, put on these nipple clamps. I went to Harvard.
He was like, no.
I know what I'm doing.
He was like, he's like, leave your pants on. You don't have to take them off. And I was like, because he was gay. I remember she says he's a gay guy. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Who cares? But when I got there, he wanted nothing to do with me, which really bummed me out. Because I thought he was going to be like, all right, take everything off. And lie.
That's hilarious. Like how dumb we are, straight guys. We're like, he'll probably want to suck my dick a little bit. But
wanted nothing to do with
nothing.
Me.
Go, of course not. I thought we're idiots.
Not an Elvis fan.
All right, take everything off and lie on your back. What? Lie on my back. Yeah, nothing to do with me. But he really, you should. If you get a chance to get a massage by a guy, you should do
it.
Really do it. Put all your homophobic stuff away and let the
guy. In us. It's like, it's not even like. Yeah, you're right. It's just. I got to get over it.
Yeah, you got to get over it and not get hard. That's the only
that's
two
the
things.
That's the hard
you're,
part.
Yeah, not fill up.
Some guys rub me. I'm like, damn it.
Damn it. You start screaming.
Oh, my God, I'm coming. You're like, I'm just rubbing your back.
This has never happened before.
You keep scooching up to put your dick through the face hole. Ah, shit, man. All right, well.
Sexual intercourse.
Yeah, the Comedy Riot, oh, this Thunderdome, WBAB, me and Rich Voss are doing this show. And here's the thing, is they're picking an opener. Okay, you can be the opener for this show. This show is the Comedy Riot. They used to do this a long time ago. They quit doing it. It's the first year, I think, in 7 years. They're doing it again. Scroll up a little bit, pal. Can you read that stuff? Scroll, yeah, up. I mean, let me see the up. Yeah, it's right there. Stop. It's Roger and JP's Comedy Riot. These guys are fucking hilarious. They're great guys. They picked me and Voss to do this. They want to pick the opener for the show, and you can do it. If you get in touch.
Joe, you should sign up for this.
Oh, dude, will you please?
I don't know. The P has devil horns. I don't think I would want to.
How funny would it be if one of you guys did it and you just blew us off the stage?
No, it'd be much funnier when Sam loses. He doesn't win this.
No, we got it. We definitely got it. I don't even think that's a bomb. I think that's just a stupid thing to say.
No, it's just true. I wasn't making a joke.
Scroll down. So all you have to do is go to that page right there. Go to that page. Click here to submit your video entry. You can have, if you survive, what does it say? Read it. I can't read it.
Do you have what it takes to survive Roger and JP's Comedy Thunderdome?
Yeah.
Register now with a 3-minute video of your best stand-up for a shot to open Roger and JP's Comedy Riot June 1st at the NYCB Theater at Westbury.
So the prize is you get to open for you and Rich Voss. Why not just like a $25 gift certificate?
Well, many Long Island comics will enter, so...
That's not sweetening the deal.
Did you say Applebee's?
I like Applebee's.
Mike, I always describe your comedy as a skillet sensation.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you really are on the fucking level with riblets.
You guys are insulting me, but that all sounds delicious.
I do want to get fucked up on like a blue electric lemonade. That'd be like a fun drinking night, you know?
Like, what happens when you add tons of sugar to alcohol?
Like every crowd in improv. They have a Wet Willy's out in front. Oh. They own Wet Willy's and the improv. And as people are walking in, they're stopping at Wet Willy's, getting a fucking 75-ounce super gulp of alcohol, drinking most of it in line, and then going and sitting in the front row. By the time you get up after the 9 acts, they're literally just, their heads are bobbling.
It's also that hangover, dude. They were drinking like rattlesnakes. Have you heard of that? It's like Bailey's and creme de coco. It's like, it's just sugar. It's like a milkshake. Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they name a rattlesnake a drink that's something good?
That's a fine point, Jeff.
A rattlesnake. It's bad. It's bad.
That's a fair point.
I'm not going to check Twitter after this show. That's for damn sure.
I wouldn't check it after any show, Jeff.
I don't check Twitter at all. Can we just say, I hope Twitter goes away? I think as comics, if we can all delete our Twitter accounts, just one day, just say, fuck it. Every comic in the world says, I'm out. I'm off Twitter.
Just promote gigs on it.
No, not even. You can't even. It does nothing for gigs. People don't see it.
Yeah.
It's so far. Okay, Instagram or at least Facebook, you can target an audience in a certain town who likes certain things. And yes, you have to pay a couple bucks for it, but you can target audiences so that it's like these people see that ad. There's no fucking value to Twitter except to get likes and retweets or hatred.
Yeah, a lot of hatred.
A lot of hatred, mostly hatred.
Yeah.
People who don't see your ad, it gets buried. It just goes down. There's no way, if you have a gig in Denver and you tweet about it, that it's going to ever get anywhere to anybody in Denver. What happened?
Well, they have Twitter in Denver.
Did I lose you guys? Did my speech just fucking shut everybody down?
I don't know.
I get
just
a little...
Just depress me.
Yeah. Sam, your career's going nowhere, and nothing you do will ever help that.
That's
hanging
Sam's
with you
head.
Is definitely not helping.
Well, judging by our podcast numbers, that is true.
You have fine numbers.
We're getting there.
Well, you know what? Honestly, our podcast is getting a nice groove. I think the Michael Che episode, the two-parter, was epic. It was like a lot of people were talking about the songs in that one, and how hammered Mackie got was fucking amazing.
The songs on your show, like, it are so professionally done.
It's insane.
It's really insane. If you haven't listened to Keeping Joe, you're stupid.
New episode with Hasan Minhaj tonight. Yeah. We talk a lot about the Michelle thing too.
Oh, really?
It's good.
Was he a little bummed out that? Because he didn't get as much heat as Michelle.
Oh, he got so much heat out of it.
But not as much as her.
Well, she's getting more vitriol. I think it's more of like a thing because Trump's in office now. And I think when he was there was still that like liberal smug of like, there's no way we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. So he was there at kind of just a different time in the country. But he blew up off it. I mean, he's selling like crazy, you know?
I thought Hasan did it after the...
He did it last year.
Yeah,
did he do it last year?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm completely wrong. Yeah, I thought...
I thought Hasan was more diplomatic.
I think he was a little more diplomatic. He had some crazy stuff. I think he did go after it, but I think Michelle said fuck it.
She dropped the mic after that.
Yeah, she said fuck it. I mean, really bad.
Yeah.
By the way,
can people stop saying drop mic on Twitter? That's another one that fucking annoys me. You're at a keyboard. You're not dropping a mic. It's irritating to me.
No, I have a mic.
Drops mic.
I have a mic that I drop.
Yeah, thank God. That's what the audience
The other
says.
Day I tweeted, Sam Smells, drop mic.
I hope everybody that listens to the show says, I love you on the YKWD, drop mic. Every single one of them does it. I hope somebody comes up with a fucking emoji.
It comes out of your mouth, the microphone that you're half in your mouth.
All right, guys, so we're going to wrap this show up. I've never had a comic end the show on a fucking joke. But listen, you guys are the best. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks
this was fun.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we were going to have you and Beth on, but Beth had to cancel.
I wonder why.
Stop it. So we'll hopefully reschedule Beth. And then, Mackie, when you showed up, I was so happy because last time you were on, you were kind of put in a pickle.
I was in a dilly of a pickle there with... Kevin Brennan and a porn star.
I think pickle is enough. I didn't know you have to add dill.
I felt like I was like, I felt like I was, it was an episode of Jerry Springer and I was Steve, the bald guy who pretended to keep the peace.
Wouldn't I be that guy?
Well.
Wouldn't you just be an audience member who's came with somebody?
I was trying to elevate my position in the podcast.
Well, you're already Elvis 1965. That's elevated enough, I think.
I like that Joe couldn't get bullied on that episode.
No. Nope.
Could not.
Strong-willed.
Yeah, not you really
guy.
Are.
Not this guy.
You really are. You seem weak, but you're not.
I seem weak.
He's got farm boy strength. Look at
this
guy.
I seem weak, and I am weak.
No, but you're not. You really.
He's got a bench press in his apartment.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait. I'll flex my pecs. That was disturbing.
Well, it's really good.
I think it's
no. I don't want to figure that.
Do it one more time.
Yeah, you already have the dancing.
One more time.
The dancing again. I'll do the dancing. You can make one of that.
Just do the tit thing.
No, I'm not going to do the tit thing. I don't want that.
Joe.
I don't want to, every time I go on the internet now, it'll be a picture of my muscular chest. And I'm sorry,
just do
girls.
It one time for
just
me.
Do it.
Nope. I won't be bullied. I have to urinate.
The worst. He really is the worst.
You really are.
Oh, boy. Lordy.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you so much for coming on again. You're always fucking a blast when I have you on. You're one of the sweetest guys I know, and you're one of the funniest guys out there. So let's go to your website and see where you're going to be. Why are you skinny in that photo?
Yeah, I was 154 pounds. I am 216, but I'm dropping. I'm losing the weight.
I like you with a little weight on you.
A lot of people do. There's more of me to hate.
We're going to be in Austin, Texas at where?
Cap City.
Oh, I'm playing the club for the first time.
Great club, man.
It's a great club.
One of my
club.
Favorites.
Really? How's the hotel?
I don't remember, but the club is great.
It's a Holiday Inn, but it's not bad. The people come out in Austin. They come out.
That's a legit comedy city.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm doing, I think I'm doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, you're next month.
I believe so. And I'm excited to do it. I've never done it, and I love Austin. I love the town, so hopefully it'll be fun. Then you're in Tampa at Sidesplitters?
Sidesplitters?
I love
my Baba Jew.
One of my favorite clubs. Hey, let me tell you something. You come to my Joe Mackey. This kid's fucking crazy.
That's good.
I wear a hat.
Did I tell you what Bobby did to... I was there with Raul Sanchez, who's really funny, yeah. And we're working together there, and you know, Raul's lived this crazy life. He's like an illegal immigrant, served in Iraq, and Bobby's all his insults to him are just calling him a Native American. I'm like, he's from Mexico, dude. He's like, you fucking Native American. He's like, what tribe are you in?
Are you in the Pocahontas tribe?
Dude, what tribe are you in? And Raul just takes a sip of his beer, and he goes, Airborne Infantry. How about you? And Bobby he goes, well played.
Yeah, Bobby's old school.
He likes it. He likes it when you give it back to him. Yeah,
Bobby's old school. Some people don't like him. I've always liked him, and he's one of the club owners. Let me tell you something. I said this morning. All the clubs I play now, I like the people. I enjoy the club owners and the people and the staff. I don't play clubs anymore. Thank God that I don't like. That give me anxiety. I don't have to, and that's one of the clubs that he went when he first saw me. He's like, I'm going to bring you here twice a year. I'm going to build a fan base around you. Mike Calta, one of my best friends.
I love
Mike
show,
Calta's
yeah.
the best.
Fun
yeah.
show.
Oh God, do I wish he was in New York City? But I'd love to just do his show all the time. One of the best in the business too. Love Mike doing that show. I'm doing the Calta Cruise this year. Then I'm going. I think my family's coming. We're doing Busch Gardens, and then I'm doing Sidesplitters this year. Great club. So you're there, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Then Tacoma, another great club. You're doing Spokane on a Wednesday.
One of the best green rooms in all of comedy. They got like Candy and NBA Jam in there.
Cobbs is a great green room.
Never done Cobbs.
I love that club. Molly's great. And then
awesome.
They probably won't ever book you, Sam. You'll probably never do that one.
Here's the thing with Tacoma. I had such a great time there. And Joe just ran into this too, I believe. You have to bring merch. You have to bring merch. Or the middle guy is going to make $13,000.
Right, because they give away tickets with it's a good move.
This guy made so much fucking money in front of me. I was like, all right, guy, this is a little fucking disrespectful.
I don't have merch anymore. I need something to sell.
I'm literally gonna go and find
we
rocks
on the
beach.
We should make Keeping Joe t-shirts.
And I'm gonna sign the rocks.
We should sell those on the road. Some Keeping Joe shirts.
You try to sell one of John Mulaney's albums out here.
Joe
laughing at his own shit. He couldn't even deliver a joke. He's laughing at his own punchline.
And Mike and Gab are dying. I didn't hear because you guys were were both stepping on my rock joke.
I'm sorry, that was sucked.
I literally go, I'm going to get Rock, sign them, and make them call them paperweights and sell them at the end of the show. And you guys wouldn't even hear
it. I liked it halfway through.
I was like, thank God my paperweight joke didn't get through.
I'll take one of those rocks.
Tacoma's a great club, though. People are great.
Love it.
Albany's great. Tommy, right?
Albany Funny Bone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm playing there, too. Anyways, you're playing all the rooms I'm playing.
We work a lot of the same stuff.
I just make more money. Way less shows.
Way more merch.
I didn't update this. Yeah, I got, what do I have coming up? I'm at the Sacramento Punchline coming up, Clusterfest in San Francisco.
What is Clusterfest?
It's like the new festival in San Fran. It's supposed to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's in June.
It's
I'm at Magoobies, right? Yeah, Magoobies in Baltimore in June as well. I'm trying to think.
Poughkeepsie, you're up there, Mahoney's?
Yeah, that, this
that's
weekend.
That's the Laugh It Up, Laugh It Up.
Yeah, I got to update my, got to get my...
Yeah, you really do, dude. I mean, this thing is just on every. What is that? Upcoming shows two.
I know. I got up.
I like that your face is covered by a lot of the show.
Yeah,
dates.
What's up with the cymbals?
What? Are
you, do you play an instrument?
Where the, what cymbals?
Go back.
It spells on its own.
Oh, it just goes
on its
own.
That's a good picture of you.
Right there. What is all that, that music
was,
stuff?
That was a, on the show House Party on Comedy Central.
Oh, okay.
They try to do a weird set.
Yeah, you got to fix this. Why is it covering your face?
I don't know, but Mackie likes it. I got to update that. Yeah, so Punchline. I'm trying to think what else I got coming. Hyenas in Dallas. A lot of fun rooms coming up. So.
And make sure you listen to their podcast,
Keeping Joe.
It's on Riotcast. It is one of my favorite shows. They're fucking hilarious. They're the ones that come up here and drink. They're the only show that gets fucking blasted here. Yeah, I mean, people used to drink on my show, believe it or not. That's where we got the fridge. One of the first episodes with Dan and Joe, they drank a case by themselves.
And now they're both sober.
And you guys took over the mantle of fucking
no end
alcoholics.
In sight for us, though. We're fucking going hard, Mackie.
No.
Well, there's an end in sight to Sam's comedy career. And
it's just mean.
It's not even funny anymore. Yeah, it's not good.
Can we read any of the quotes that you have on your website? I want to see what horse shit.
Let's see.
Morrill's jokes arise from his humiliation. Sure, a lot of comedy does, but he's especially adept at it. Well, you've been humiliated a lot.
You have quotes from yourself?
The second one's a joke.
So are you still doing comedy?
You can't mock me when I'm already being self-deprecating, you fucking hack.
No, I can still mock you.
Yeah, we can still do it.
That's true. That is true.
All right. What do I got? Oh, yeah. Go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. We're shooting new episodes from Live from the Shed next week. I will reveal the guests next week. We got and Ron Bennington is in April, I think next month. So the end of this month.
May 13th.
It's coming out. We're very excited about that. I got a bunch of a new one-on-one with Cypher Sounds going up there. I got another one with Rocky Dale Davis. I got a few more one-on-ones going up there. Very interesting ones too. Very, very interesting stories with these guys. So make sure you go there. My dates. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm literally touring until January. So please go to robertkellylive.com this weekend if you're listening live. Bananas, Hasbrook Heights. Get your tickets now. Treehouse Comedy in Westport. Charlie Goodnights. Fat Black Pussycat. I'm doing June 1st at Westbury Theater with Rich Voss. Then I'm going to McCurdy's. I'm at Just for Laughs. I'm hosting the Nasty Show this
Whoa.
Year.
Wow, so that's a good gig.
Very excited
who
about that.
Who else is on that one?
It's up there. I forget who's on the Nasty Show with me.
Oh, dude, Comedy Club.
Brad Williams.
Miss Pat.
Oh,
Brad,
nice.
Bring it up. I'm trying to tell you. He goes, Brad Williams, and that's it. That's all I had. Yeah, bring it up. It's Miss Pat. Do you know Miss Pat?
Yeah, she's very funny.
Is she funny?
Yeah.
I think I might have met her once, but everybody's saying she's fucking hilarious.
I remember I was on the last Comic Standing with her, and she like,
What? She what?
Oh, look at that. That's cool, Nikki.
Nikki's gonna murder.
Mike Britt. I love Mike Britt.
Mike Britt. You got Brad's gonna fucking murder. I'm gonna host. And then Derek, who's that? I don't know. He's probably a Canadian guy, right?
That guy.
Yeah, English.
I thought it was DC Benny for a second, but no, it isn't.
Mm-mm. Well, it looks like Paul Verzi if he grew his hair back a little bit, right? Yeah. Right? I don't know. I didn't say that to be funny, but whatever. Mike Britt, I've never seen him smile. It's the first time I've ever seen Mike smile. I can't wait to do that. It's so get your tickets now. Go to comedy. What is it? It's hahaha.com. Hahaha.com. Hit the nasty show. Buy your tickets now. If you live in America, fly the fuck up. Drive up. Go to this show. It's one of the funniest shows you'll ever go to. Get your little laminate and go to all the shows.
Hahaha.com. That's also a dumb website name in French. Damn it!
Yeah, yeah, wow. Mackie, you think I'm going to laugh at you shitting on the Montreal Comedy Festival?
Yeah, who the fuck wants to do that?
Yeah, let's pile on the biggest festival in comedy.
Gabby, what do you got?
I'll be in bars and basements all over New York and Brooklyn. Mushy and I are battling tonight, our roast battling.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that at?
At the Stand at 10:30 tonight.
Yep.
Is that why you dyed your facial hair?
No.
Oh.
Did you?
I didn't dye my facial hair. Why do you say that?
Are you sure?
Why do you
He's
just
very
make up
sensitive.
Things about
I'm
going to
rip
week?
Him apart. It's going to be great.
I have a feeling that Gabby is going to rip... Is literally going to rip Mike's head off and shit down his throat tonight.
Talk about his wide face.
Yeah. Or my dyed facial hair. Wait, what? I don't know why you said that. You
just... That'd be a great reaction to a roast. Be like, what? What?
Don't say it.
No,
you're not
that's
say
what
that.
Everyone does now. It's so annoying. They go, that's not true. Like, shut the fuck up and just take the joke.
Oh, whatever.
Like, Jesus. It's so weird when they do that.
I say that about fucking new comics all the time. They don't know how to take a hit.
Yeah.
If it's funny, just laugh at it.
They want me and Mackie to roast battle on Comedy Central, but that's like not our thing, you know?
It's not my thing either.
Yeah,
I'll roast somebody I love.
Yeah,
I roasted Voss. I barely like him. But that's it. I don't roast people I don't like. They tried to get me to roast. You know, remember Ralphie Mays one?
Yeah, I was on that season.
When he took a hot one from
Mike Lawrence. Some of those lines were fucking brutal.
Yeah,
hilarious.
I'm not fucking. First, I don't have time in my life to write.
But Ralphie was like responding in ways where he'd be like, yeah, go fat jokes. I'm like, what do you think he's going to say?
Well, because Ralphie thought you could just wing it. He pulled a Keith Robinson.
Yeah.
I'm funny, motherfucker. What? And it doesn't work. That's like when Keith tried to wing the Patrice roast.
Right.
And he took
Leonard did that on Roast Battle with Norman. And like Norman would make a joke about him being fat. And Leonard would be like, he's like, yeah, whatever. And you're like, you got to have a joke.
Yeah, you got to have a joke.
I mean, yeah. Leonard's super funny, but you got to have a joke.
Yeah, you can't just go in with your wit. And stage presence.
Yeah, none of us are Oscar Wilde. You gotta write a fucking joke.
I could.
I really want to roast Mackie now.
I won't write a word. Your roast kind of writes itself. I mean, with that face.
Wow, you bombing has actually turned into funny. It's literally went all the way over.
That's how it usually works out for me.
You take us to a new dimension.
You're really like Thanos with the gauntlet.
If you bomb long enough, it's funny that you're bombing.
It's true.
And they're laughing, so what difference does it make?
Did you see Infinity Wars, by the way?
I want to see it.
Oh, I did.
It's not good?
It's great.
Everyone loves it that I've talked to.
I went with the Keith / Dante night / all black comedians.
Oh, I got that invite, but I wanted to go.
It's great. Well, the nerds all went in Brooklyn. I guess Fitzsimmons and all the nerds went in Brooklyn. And Mike Lawrence, I guess Mike Lawrence brought all his figurines and held them. I went with Keith, who two glasses of wine in and a fucking pretzel bite. Snoring. I had to keep nudging this fucking old coot just to wake up. Yeah, it was a fucking. It was so funny. Yamanika was laughing at the most. Oh God, Yamanika was laughing at a part where you're not supposed to laugh, and someone was like, "Shut up!" And then one of the other comics, I forget which one, I think it was Monroe, was like, "Make me."
Whoa.
And you heard silence.
Nice.
And then Black Panther came out and I booed him. I was like, boo.
Like, it was Monroe.
But I was sitting next to fucking Linda, Marina, Monroe, Keith. I was surrounded by all black comedians. Dante. Nobody's fucking with me. But I loved it. I loved it.
I want to see it. That's when you got to see it in the movie theater, too. You can't wait, I feel like.
You can't wait.
Because that's a terrible script.
All right, let's go, guys. Mikey, what do you have?
This weekend I'll be in three random cities in Texas doing shitty one-nighters. Next week I'll be at Laugh Out Loud.
What people?
Don't go to those shows. They're going to be terrible.
Why?
They're bar shows in the middle of nowhere, and that's not where I do my real set. It's just doing crowd work to drunk people.
Mike, just lie.
No. Lie about what?
Just be like, I'm doing fantastic shows. I'm a star. You should be there.
Not in Tyler, Texas.
That's the pep talk she got from her mom.
But next week I'll be at Laugh Out Loud San Antonio with Big J Okerson.
Oh, I like that club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were there last year. That's right.
That's fun.
That's great.
I'll be with Jared Fried there in August, and I'll be headlining in August at the Improv Downtown.
Awesome. That's great.
In San Antonio.
All right, tonight, fucking roast battle.
That's huge. Oof. When does this come out?
This comes out for, if you're a Patreon / Robert Kelly member, a member of my channel, it comes out tomorrow night.
Yeah, if you're watching live, we're roast battling tonight. If you're watching Sunday, then it's too late.
It's already done, but the video will be on the internet. Find it, and we'll be talking about it next Tuesday.
Yeah, you can see my fat face.
Absolutely. Have some fucking confidence.
I have a fat face. I have confidence in my fat face. It's got me this far.
You guys are the best fans in the world. I thank you for listening to this podcast every week. Thank you for coming to all my live shows and coming up to me after the show and saying you're a fan of this podcast. Thanks for joining the premium premium channel there on Patreon. All you guys who have joined that in the last month or two, fantastic. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have anything, suggestions, people you want on the show, blah, 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 please email me at ykwd at riotcast.com. If you want to be on the show and you're a comic, ykwd producer at riotcast.com. If you want to be in the studio, we got a bunch of emails today about people who want to come in. Mm-hmm. You guys can definitely come in, just ykwdproducer.com. And if you want to mail anything to us, if you want to sponsor this show, please, ykwd at riotcast.com. Or you want to mail, what's the address here?
117 McDougal Street.
That's New York, New York.
Yep. I don't know the zip code.
Well, can we get it real quick?
Yes.
I mean, we have 9 computers in front of people that you could, I mean, I can't say it much slower. Then it's 117 McDougal Street, care of Robert Kelly, YKWD.
10012.
If you want to mail anything to the studio, we will put it up in the on the studio and we'll show it. If you have anything you want to give any of the people that are on the show, that's it. You guys are the best fans ever. I was waiting for Joe to come back. Joe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
Sam,
me.
Sam, thanks for coming
on.
Man. Gabby, Mike, Zach, the best. You guys, see you next week. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.